We'll get to it coming up. But you've been waiting for the major announcement. I'm very excited about this announcement. After a lot of fighting, we won.
Through the years, Chuck and Chernoff have had so many memorable ideas that listeners fell in love with instantly, like SEC2.
Oh, that sucked.
I Hear Voices.
Oh, that really sucked.
The Beach Club.
That may have sucked worst of all.
But no idea has been more beloved by the fan listeners and hated more by the fan management.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Now, Chuck and Chernoff are very proud to announce the triumphant return of the Audio Fun Bag.
Oh!
I'm not kidding. We battled and we fought and then we fought and we battled.
Then I went into the old man Dickie's office and I did that Cam Newton Superman thing.
He told you to put your shirt on, get out of his office.
I was like, we're doing this.
And it's happened. It is back. I'm very excited about it, really. It's one of our favorite things. The Chuck Dolphin will make a return at some point.
Perfect.
Steaks. Noises.
Do you know the story of Otis Mounds?
Still don't.
A Van Gorder film?
It's one of my favorite films.
I got a biscuit for you here, too.
Always love. Yeah, Buck's biscuits are great. Excuse me. So, that's the good news. Not sure when.
Do you want to do one next week?
I mean, yeah, we can do
it. I'll do one now.
Let's do one now.
Can we do one now?
It's time to tickle our audio fun bag and see what pops out. It's the Audio Fun Bag, exclusively on Chuck and Chernoff.
I missed it.
I have seen before, like on, you know, TV shows, film, like when the heroin addict really is trying to kick, but then finally just ties off, and it starts kind of coursing through his veins, and it's kind of what I feel like right now.
I never know why he does this.
I thought I had kicked.
But you still got it in you?
This is good.
So the Audio Fun Bag after, gosh, I bet it's been 6 months. Right? Okay, February.
End of February.
February 24th.
So, we were in somebody's office February 25th?
Yeah.
All right, well, it is back. Sponsors.
Don't worry about that right now.
Throwing your money at us.
Yeah, well, we need your support. All right, we're going to have several new sections to the Audio Fun Bag. The first section is a prank section because we have had so much audio that's built up over the last couple of months. Here is where, in a lot of these cases, we have started messing with each other, knowing that, well, there's not going to be an audio fun bag. No one will ever hear this. No big deal. One of these cases was when Ben Ingram was subbing in and was doing the sports pages, and he was given a read for a particular company that doesn't exist, and he fell for it.
Now, up to the minute traffic driven by RBM of Atlanta. Family owned and operated since 1964.
Traffic brought to you by Pretty Kitty Cat Chow at the end of a long day at the office. Who doesn't like to come home and hear their pretty kitty purr? That's Pretty Kitty Cat Chow, now featuring a real tuna smell. Pick it up now at your local pet store or grocery retailer today.
All right, like most things, that was a little too much. It was right up to the line and then a step past.
So the fun
Pretty
bag.
Pretty Kitty Cat Chow, now featuring a real
smell. All right, so why play?
Yeah, the fun bag is now canceled again for another 6 months. Did he really not know?
He's following orders.
He's just, yeah, you just grab it and you say, okay, well, here's the
he's
next one.
He's a fill-in. It's a one day, and you think, if you see, if you're doing this job every day,
you pick
got to prep, got to be early, got to be there, got to. Hey, I need you to fill in one afternoon doing updates. You show up right before you're supposed to go on. You rip and read.
So Handsome Dan just read the copy, and
yes,
that's how it turned out.
Okay. Unfortunately, the same trick got pulled on Chris Mooneyham just about a week and a half ago. This one for a hardware company that certainly doesn't exist, and he picked up on it.
Sports Radio 680, the Fan Sports Center. For the Breda Pest Management Sports Desk, visit BredaPest.com.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Chris Mooneyham, and up-to-the-minute traffic is coming up next. The Braves, 35-34 over their last 69 ball games as they enter the final homestand at Turner Field tonight. This update brought to you by Handy Hardware. Contractors, get what you need to finish the job. That's a handy. Oh, you son of a bitch.
So that worked out pretty well from that standpoint. All right, a couple more from the prank section. Chuck and I are pretty familiar with Richard Cross. He's all over Mississippi radio.
Yeah, he hosts Afternoon Drive with former state quarterback Matt Wyatt. They're syndicated 14 stations. They're basically like the Mississippi Feinbaum.
And terrific dudes.
Yeah, really good folks.
Especially Richard. Well, unfortunately, he was the guest on Bulldog Roundtable, and this is where this is all on Road Dogg. Okay, Adam Gillespie decided that, well, I'm just going to write in an extra question here.
Chuck Dowdle is interviewing Richard, and he has his questions written out, and the Raw Dogg thinks that it'll be funny if he writes down an extra question on the list.
And so this is right during the time where Laramie Tunsil and the whole money from the university and everything else. So he wrote down this question to see if Chuck Dowdle would ask it. This is how it played out.
Well, Richard, I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great game, and I know, you know, the nation will be watching that game to Oxford, Mississippi this year. Richard Cross, co-host of Head to Head on Super Talk Mississippi. And, Richard, before I let you go, my producer, Adam Gillespie, wants to know who he can talk to at Ole Miss to get his light bill paid.
To get his light bill paid?
Yeah, yeah,
just send a message to the football office, and the right people.
Okay, I'll make sure that information gets to him.
Why would you do that to Chuck? I mean, honestly, why would you put sweet, nice Chuck Dowdle in the middle of that?
Here's the truth about human nature. We give other people credit for being pretty much like we are, and Chuck is so good-natured and friendly and trusts everybody that he assumes, well, Adam wouldn't steer me wrong. He needs to ask this question.
To get his light bill paid?
Yeah, again, I'm not mad at Chuck. Adam should just...
Adam's fault.
He's an awful person.
And doing that to Richard as well, who's one of the terrific dudes, is just incredibly wrong. Now, here is a prank that everybody enjoys. This was done to John Kincaid. This was leading up...
Love it.
...to our Tailgates and Touchdown concert series where, in fact, our friend Bubba Sparks was headlining the deal. Also, John King was playing in it. We were playing music from all of the artists that were going to be there. And unfortunately, we decided to play some music, and I believe it was Brian Hoyt told him it was John King. It wasn't.
Baby, your song, you made me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
So this is John King. This isn't Funk You. Okay. Going to be part of the fun on Saturday at the big concert? No? Look at Hoyt. He's just shaking his head there. It's the Buck and Kincaid show on the Fan. Appreciate you being a part of everything that's going on here. And Lois, I'm tired of your head shaking, too. You rotten people. What's up, Kang? What's going on, man?
That's Florida Georgia Line. That's not John King.
What? What is going on here? Josh, you're smoking.
I'm standing back there. That's John King. I'm like, that's Florida Georgia Line.
I'm telling you, you're bad. Josh, you're on the list now.
You need a policy going forward for however long Hoyt works here. As long as Hoyt's here, don't trust him.
No, I want to use the hashtag fire Hoyt. In fact, I'm putting one out right now. Enough of affecting the content of the shows.
Hoyt said it was too easy.
Fire Hoyt.
How do you not know that's Florida Georgia Line? It was an enormous hit. It's not old.
John was having fun, but John wasn't having fun.
No,
he wasn't. He was angry.
Not at that point. All right, here's the section, guys who don't understand radio formatics. So every now and then you'll hear us do a live read advertisement where we get to go ahead and talk about a particular company. And the whole goal of that is one person's going to talk about it for the most part, and no one interrupts. That doesn't exactly happen during the situation where Chuck decided to continue an on-air and then off-air argument.
It's official. Summer is back. And so is the Summers on Us sales event from Kia.
Cannot be combined with lease program. Must take delivery by 7/5/16. Limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
No, it was about Cameron Martin. Then it was about Gus Malzahn's got a problem.
Yeah, you got a problem.
Go ahead, Matt.
All right, I want to tell you about O'Reilly Auto Parts. A lot of commotion here. There's no commotion at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm trying to do a live spot, and I got these guys screaming at each other
again,
like they're at some county fair.
That's the Raw Dogg, who was wanting some insight into Auburn's offense.
It was about Cameron Martin. Then it was about Gus Malzahn's got a problem.
Don't mind me. I'm over here.
Just a
little spit, a little live read.
What happened to the music? What happened to the ads?
Oh,
that was too good.
Gus Malzahn's got a problem.
Oh, he got a lot of problems.
All right, so
that was supposed to be off air.
No, it was, because I was waiting to do my spot. All right, a handful more. This is going to be the Buck Doesn't Play Your Games section. So, Buck Ballou, this was probably from about a month ago. The whole topic came up.
Or 6 months ago, or a year ago, or 5 years ago.
No, that one's further ahead in this audio fun bag. So, in this situation, Buck, I think, is now getting a total kick out of, if I don't like where the conversation's going, I'm just going to shoot the wheels off it. This is how Buck accomplished it, and it was awesome.
Because I'll never forget my father going to see Fred Sanford, and my dad walked out because he was too embarrassed by the how dirty it got.
But haven't you done it too, you know, as like a fundraiser or anything? Haven't you gotten on stage and told jokes? There's nothing more awkward.
It was horrible.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It was a horrible performance.
Looks like Cosby's heading to trial.
Well, speaking of fun. It's not even Saturday morning. Don't run out of them by the fall, Buck. Don't be using all those.
All that's required to change topics is Buck wants to change topics.
But it's not like he comes in tiptoeing.
No,
I mean, he's a bull in a china shop, and it's like Cosby's going to trial.
Looks like Cosby's heading to trial.
Oh, I love Buck when he does it. All right, here's our mistakes with guests section, okay? So this also comes from the Bulldog Roundtable, where we have this issue, okay? There's a Jake Rowe who works in the media. There's also a Jake Roos. Now, again, this all goes back to Road Dogg. He's the one who enjoys messing this sort of stuff up.
Well, Adam's the producer of the show.
Yes, Adam Gillespie is the one who handles this. So this was the first time when Jake Roos was coming on the show, but Adam messed up and confused him with another person.
Bulldogs with a big Saturday. Kirby Smart opened up practice. The big fan day at Sanford Stadium. A very hot day. Let's see if Jake Rowe survived the day on Saturday with temperatures up in the high 90s. Jake Rowe from Dogs 24/7. Jake, how are you, man? You survived Saturday?
I'm good. This is Jake Roos from UGASports.com.
Jake, how about the open scrimmage on Saturday?
Don't even say sorry.
Why didn't he just say, y'all got a new coach there? Is that right?
Wait.
You don't understand until you're hosting a show and someone else throws you into that situation. Sometimes you're like, all right, think quick. But it ain't thinking quick. Think quick. All right, just go to your question.
I like how Buck, though, give me it one more time. Like, Buck could have said, oh, you know, we made a mistake. I'm sorry. I apologize. He just, like, plows right through.
Jake Rowe from Dogs 24/7. Jake, how are you, man? You survived Saturday?
I'm good. This is Jake Roos from UGASports.com.
Jake, how about the open scrimmage on Saturday?
I love me some Buck.
It's all Road Dogg. All right, Chuck, did you know that Matt has a national show that he does on NBC?
He'd asked me to be on one time. I was busy.
We don't have to do this. You know. This is old.
A couple of months ago, he got a chance to interview somebody, Kristen Ledlow, who's local. She's awesome.
Personal friend of mine.
And he was trying to do just an NBA playoff preview, kind of bounce around. The early rounds.
Yeah, she works with NBA TV.
She's doing a lot of sidelines and everything else. And so, unfortunately, Matt messed up what game she was covering and the people that she was going to get a chance to interview, and it went something like this.
Kristen, before we let you go, when you have a chance to do the end of the quarter interview tomorrow with Pop, I mean, how closely do you have to pay attention to not and just asking a question that you know he's just going to give you some great Pop answer, and all of a sudden you're viral the next day?
That is fair, first of all. Second of all, I don't know who told you that I was doing that game tomorrow, because I'm not. I don't have to worry about that Pop interview tomorrow.
I feel bad. I'm going to fire somebody.
I've been part of the Hawks-Celtics series and then the Raptors-Heat as well for TNT thus far this postseason.
All right, Kristen, so let me apologize for our failure. You will be a part of Toronto and Miami.
That one is actually on ESPN, so now I'm...
What happened to you?
The good news is there wasn't like 100 affiliates at the time with people listening. Hoyt set me up there. Hoyt produces that show Saturday. He gave me, she's doing the San Antonio series. I was like, okay.
Then is that true, Hoyt?
Oh, yeah. He set me up to fail. That was all a producing error. On-air talent.
Hoyt.
I can only do so much.
Hoyt's shaking his head no.
I'm shocked he wouldn't take acceptance of his failure.
Here's the fun part of this entire exchange that you had.
Yeah.
You then try to come back out after that interview and finish up the segment by pointing out that it was Hoyt's fault.
Right.
Hoyt just didn't care.
There's Kristen Ledlow. Right. Well, that started off so promising and fell off the cliff. I don't know what happened there. I'd apologize, but I don't think it's my fault.
Yes.
Is it my fault? Yes. Why is it my fault?
It's on the screen.
I'm being told it's on the sheet. NBA playoff coverage tomorrow, Game 4, Spurs and Thunder. I figured since that's there, I figured she was a part of that series. Why would I ever conclude that? Now my producer's now is my fault. You know what? Don't buy your wife a Mother's Day gift. You'll be fine. In fact, don't buy her one next year. Don't buy her one after that, and you'll be fine.
Hoyt's such a jerk, man. He's such... If the sheet says Kristen Ledlow, Spurs series, wouldn't
that
you not...
That one is actually on ESPN.
Wouldn't you think that would mean she's doing sidelines for that series?
If that's what it said, yes.
And it said that on my sheet. I don't...
I don't think that's how it went, though.
Oh, it did.
So your final piece of audio as we will finish up this this brand new version of the audio fun bag.
Oh, I made it out.
This is the Buck and Chuck show lives on, including biscuit section.
Yes.
But no Chuck in this case. In this case, this is Buck and Westy. You know what? I guess it was never on Chuck that there are times when you just
thank you
aren't sure what you're going to say. And so here was the exchange between Buck and Westy just a couple of weeks ago.
It's always good to have a good breakfast on Saturday morning.
That it is.
I didn't even have to buy it today. Typically, I'm bringing in the biscuit.
Yeah, both of us brought biscuits last week, but now we don't have to worry about that anymore.
Thanks to Burger King. All right, let's talk Heisman Trophy here for a second, Westy. Things are looking good for this Louisville quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Who is just, if they handed this thing out at the end of September, Lamar Jackson would have won the Heisman Trophy. Can he keep it up?
I don't see why not.
Where did Westy go?
My hands up.
Is it in that seat that you just like lose, like where you are?
That it is.
I'm absolved.
All right, can we do the counting thing? Let's go back and everybody set your watches between the time Buck asks what you think is a question or leaves an opening for Westy and how much room Westy had to get in.
It's always good to have a good breakfast on Saturday morning.
That it is.
I didn't even have to buy it today. Typically, I'm bringing in the biscuit.
Got the biscuits.
Yeah, both of us brought biscuits last week, but now we don't have to worry about that anymore. Good.
Thanks to Burger King.
Yep. Upper. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, let's talk Heisman Trophy here for a second, Westy. Things are looking good for this Louisville quarterback, Lamar Jackson.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Who is just, if they handed this thing out at the end of September, Lamar Jackson would have won the Heisman Trophy.
1, 2, 3.
Can he keep it up?
1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't see why not.
Wasn't me. Do we finally get it? It wasn't me.
I don't know that. See, I'm not going to blame Buck on this. I feel like he's yet to be paired with somebody who can kind of feel out his timing, and maybe Westy falls into your line of not really being the guy to, like, Buck, there's a specific timing you have to have.
I don't see why not.
That's the audio fun bag.
Oh, it's back. I'm so excited.
It's always
am.
Good to have a good breakfast on Saturday morning.
Really is a biscuit. A biscuit's a way to go for the rest of the season. I'll share
Looks
it
like
next.
Cosby's heading to trial.
Thank you, Buck. On 680 and 93.7, the fan.
Jake Rowe from Dogs 24/7. Jake, how are you, man? You survived Saturday?
I'm good. This is Jake Roos from UGASports.com.
Y'all got a new football coach there, is that right?